Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Urban legends. They're oftentimes some of the best ghost stories out there. Sometimes they involve such extreme haunting cases that it almost certainly is in itself a tall tale, a story that has been added onto over the years for dramatic effect. However, I quite often wonder, where did they originate? What started some urban legends? What was the original story before it got so fantastical? And sometimes when you do that, and if you are able to trace it back, there is an origin. There's an origin story to most of these. An origin story that is, in fact, based in reality. In our next story, it's what one would call an urban legend of sorts. Except for the fact that this urban legend came true. It came true for the family of one of our most dedicated listeners, Oscar, in Dallas. Oscar writes in and shares this account with us. A very haunting and chilling account with quite a bit of imagery that you, I'm sure, will probably never get out of your head. And before we get into the story from Oscar, a side note, some of his stories will be featured on the Netflix series Haunted in season 2. So if you'd like to see a tremendously amazing recount of some of his experiences, do not miss that. He is also working on a crowdfunding project for a live action series based on some of his stories. You can check out his crowdfunding site at deadfollow.com and also order his new book. Oscar has been a contributor to our show from the beginning. That's right, the beginning, the first couple of months. So please do check out his material. Now, on to this story.
Thank you.
Before I tell you my cousin's ghost story, let me warn you, please don't repeat the name of the ghost in this story. The ghost story I'm about to tell you about is an urban legend from Oak Cliff. This is the area I grew up in, which is located on the south side. I usually don't believe in urban legends, especially involving ghosts, but this is special. Let me start by saying I do a ghost tour in Dallas, and one of my stops is the Hangman's Bridge, which is also referred to as the Combs Creek Bridge. And on top, there's an old railroad track used in the time of the Old West. Many locals say the bridge was used to hang runaway slaves and criminals alike. That's why it's referred to as the Hangman's Bridge. This place is known to be haunted by multiple ghosts. The most famous is a little girl that drowned in the creek that's directly under the bridge. The site has been known for multiple suicides, body dumping, and murders. If you ever visit this place, you get a sense of sorrow followed by the feeling that someone or something is watching you. The legend goes that the bridge was built by old freed slaves that lived in the Freeman area of Dallas, which happens to be South Oak Cliff. The legend goes that one of these ex-slaves was in the area. He was a sadistic man that liked to kill small animals, especially cats. He'd walk around the neighborhood beating on trash cans with his wooden club, and once he spotted a feline, he'd bash its head in with a club and place the dead animal in a bloody potato sack he dragged behind him. The neighborhood kids in the Freeman area would make fun of this man as he passed by their houses. Parents in the area didn't feel safe when he was wandering around their streets, especially near the school. Some say that he likes to watch the children play from a distance as he hid in the woods behind the school. The older children would throw rocks and call him all kinds of names, Shorty, Catman, and other names that I dare not repeat. You see, he was mentally challenged and had worked for the railroad all of his life. Over the many years, he had grown a hump from the years of hard labor and developed a limp, which made it difficult for him to walk across the train tracks. He lived in a wooden cabin near the Trinity River. This area was reserved at the time for what they called undesirables, which were the people who had been a pariah for being strange, even in the Freeman era. One day, this man was at Combs Creek Bridge, which at the time was surrounded by a thick forest and was the home of the biggest feral cat in South Dallas. He chased the cats over the bridge, trapping them on both sides. While chasing one cat over the old train tracks, his foot got caught on the railroad tracks, and he tumbled forward, knocking himself out cold. After hours of being unconscious, he woke up as a train was rumbling close to him. He tried to escape, but his foot was stuck. The train ran over him, cutting his head off, left arm, and his leg clean off. His head fell in the creek below and was never recovered. In those days, if you had no one to claim you, the railroad would just bury you on the side of the tracks. In this case, they buried him under the Combs Creek Bridge, without a tombstone, allegedly, but that wasn't the last of him. Soon after, many of the neighborhood kids started to disappear. Some say he came back for them. The story goes, when you hear cats cry outside of your house and you hear a ghost train in the distance, it means he's out looking for his head, dragging his sack of dead cats behind him. I was told this story by an older lady that worked at the lunch line of the cafeteria nearby. She'd worked in the school all her life, and she said that she knew the man when she was a little girl. At the time, I didn't believe her because she always tried to scare us, but deep inside, I knew she wasn't telling a lie. The year was 1991, and it was spring in Texas. It was beautiful. It's time of year. The weather in Texas is perfect. Unlike the weather, my grade suffered from being tardy and being absent because of my oversleeping and my nightly adventures. Luckily for me, this gave me an excuse to skip my early summer vacation to Mexico with my parents. By this point, I was tired of trips to San Felipe, plus my new social status allowed me to attend all high school parties, so I had become too busy to join them on their yearly vacation to Mexico. I wanted to take the time to reflect on my future with Shelley. Our relationship was starting to change, and I could feel the end approaching. My brother and I spent most of our time between staying at our house with my uncle Coco and my grandparents' house. Their house was about two blocks down the street from our home. It was an old, run-of-the-mill, three-bedroom brick home. Their place had a beautiful rose garden and was painted bright yellow. In front of their house was a Virgin Mary statue and an old, broken chain-link fence. My grandparents prided themselves on the beautiful terrace of the rose bushes and Mexican wild herds they planted. The herd plants were brought from Mexico and used for medicine and healing. My grandmother ran a small business out of her guest room. She used her herbs and skills as a healer. My grandmother learned from her mother, which was taught by her grandmother generations back. She was the go-to person when you injured yourself or you thought you had a curse placed on you. The neighborhood considered her a white witch. She was a sweet petite woman of 4 feet and 11 inches, which was average for indigenous Indians of her town in Mexico. The house itself had its personality of its own. The house consisted of 2 rooms, kitchen, dining, 1 master bedroom, and a guest room. The 3rd bedroom was converted into a porch, later an extra guest room, which also served as a makeshift office. My grandfather was a strict disciplinarian and a man that demanded his grandchildren's best behavior always. I especially hated their house. Not because of what you think. The house had the aura of dark energy that originated from underneath its foundation. The energy had this putrid odor that only I could smell. It was like a god-awful stench of decay that's been stewing for days in the hot sun. The type that would burn your nose from its stench. I asked my grandparents, "Is there a dead cat underneath this house?" They'd always respond, "No." The negative feeling that came from the house always raised the hairs on the back of my head every time I visited my family. The dining room had an old wood storage door. This door gave me the creeps. It was a type of door you'd find in a 100-year-old style Victorian. I'm sure it was here since the house's construction in the 1800s. It had to be. The door had old-style design that made it look creepy. Besides it being eerie, it was heavy, hard to move because of foundation issues the house had at the time, which gave me some comfort because the door couldn't open by itself. I always thought, what a strange place to have a closet. Why would you need a closet in the dining room? Maybe it's just an oversized pantry, I thought. At least now it's mostly used for storage, but inside the closet, there was another small door to a hidden crawl space. This crawl space scared me to the point I had to keep a constant eye on the storage door. Every time I was having dinner with my grandparents, I felt eyes on me. If I had walked by the door, I made sure to pass it as fast as I could. An overwhelming fear came over me as I imagined a creature from hell itself looking and waiting in the shadows. The crawl space was big enough for a child to hide in. It was also big enough to hide a dead body. And that was one good reason to be fearful. My older cousin Helen stayed at my grandparents' house for many years with her mother Estella and her younger brother and little sister. She claimed something would crawl out of the storage closet and sit next to her every night. The intruder would then sit next to her and stroke her hair while she slept. She called it the Headless Man. One time she decided to wait for the intruder to visit her as she hid under her blankets. She convinced herself she wanted to catch whoever it was. She thought for sure it was her mother, Estella. It had to be my mom, she thought. Estella worked the late shift at the potato warehouse. It was a labor-intensive job that consisted of packaging and cutting potatoes for food stores and restaurants. Helen had no idea of the hell her mother endured as she found her passed out on a small bed next to hers. Helen never got to spend time with her because she'd be at school when her mother arrived to eat and shower. Helen was both older sister and stand-in mother to her younger siblings. Estella was a single mother and barely made enough money to feed her 4 children. So when the opportunity arrived at work to work extra shifts, she jumped at the chance. On this night, Helen laid down like she always did and pretended to fall asleep. Helen was only 17, so her room consisted of teddy bears and girly things. Helen and Maria stayed in the same bed. Her sister was only 13 years old and stayed next to her as she slept. Helen waited for her sister to fall asleep and hid under her blankets as she made sure to stay active. She listened to her favorite music on her Walkman as she stared at the popcorn ceiling. The room was especially dark, even though there were 4 large windows which faced the backyard. Somewhere between songs, she accidentally dozed off to the tune of Michael Jackson's Human Nature and Billie Jean and woke up 5 minutes till 3 in the morning. She rubbed her eyes to get her bearings. Helen noticed a thick white mist had formed on the floor of her room and quickly removed her headphones. What the hell, she told herself in disbelief as she made the sign of the cross on her forehead. Out of the darkness, she heard a cat meow in the distance. Another meow followed, which seems to come from the bottom of her bed. She quickly raised her bed sheet over her head to hide from whatever was out there, and as she began to get nervous, fear came over her because they didn't own a cat. Besides, Grandpa hated cats. Maybe she missed her mother, she thought. So she peeked towards the door. Mom, she softly called out. Helen hoped her mother was playing a practical joke on her, expecting her to pop out of the other side of the door, but nothing. To her horror, she heard another cat meowing on the other side where she thought her mother would be hiding. How can there be cats everywhere? She tried to make sense of the situation. A commotion made her turn towards the door. A long, slow creak came from the dining room storage closet. The sound caught her attention and made the hairs on her neck rise. She could now hear the utterance of cats meowing from every corner of the room. An unholy fear came over Helen as her body squirmed from fear. She realized something was dragging itself towards her from the dining room. The noise of a low rasp and scrape of someone slowly pulling itself with its hands desperately trying to reach her room. The thoughts of something inching towards her direction scared her to her core. Maybe it's all in my head, she thought. A chill ran down her leg as it got closer. The rasp, rasp, scrape got louder, but now she could hear heavy breathing. The reality of the situation finally set in. Whatever it was had long nails because she could hear its nailed scratch the wood floor as it dragged itself. She realized maybe it couldn't walk or see because of the way it moved. Her survival instinct told her to run and lock the door before it reaches her room. She couldn't move. After all, she wasn't that brave. Her brain burned with a rush of adrenaline as her fight or flight response made her body squirm and tremble uncontrollably. Rasp. Rasp, scrape, as the thing dragged itself closer to her door. Move, run, hide, her mind begged her, but her body wouldn't respond. It was almost like she was in a trance. The meowing became louder and louder. The door opened with a violent swing as a black mass dragged itself towards her. She grabbed her sister's foot, fearing whatever it was going to take her. The bed slowly moved as something took hold of its wooden legs. Thump, thump, thud, thwack, and whoosh, as the bed springs made a rattling sound. Her bed compressed down from the weight and cracked, and the spring bent as if someone sat next to her. She wanted to call out for help, but she feared the creature would hurt her sister. This low growl type of laughter came from the darkness. The meowing rang in her ears as the intruder sat next to her. A decay smell filled her mouth and nose to the point of making her sick. The stranger slowly began to stroke her head from the top of the bedsheet. Its hands felt rough and cold. It rubbed her head slowly with a gentle stroke, and as she felt her hair catch on its loose skin as it moved its hand up and down. Please don't move, she thought to herself as she pretended to be asleep. She felt the sweat bubble on her forehead. Her stomach hurt as the gas escaped from her body in terror. As she lost control of her bodily functions. His breaths were deep like a man who has a severe case of asthma. His air escaped with every giggle. Its hand felt cold and stone like a dog's tongue. It caressed her head so gently as if it was a delicate flower. She could feel its thick tongue like fingers over her face, like a blind man would do if he wanted to know how a person looked. His other hand began to stroke her forearm. Helen started to tremble as she tried to stop herself from releasing a loud gas fart. Hold it in, she thought. The terror was too great. A loud fart burst out of her body. Then immediately, it grabbed her bicep with a brutal force as it realized she was awake. Have you seen my head, sweet child? It yelled in her ear. The intruder pinned her down on the bed. In one movement, it jumped on top of her. Helen's back was to the mattress now and her head to the ceiling with the bed sheet still being between her and the stranger. She could tell the man was an older person from its emaciated body and the wheezing when it laughed. The laugh rang through her eardrum like an echo. It had a wicked, nefarious tone to it with ill intent. Helen couldn't move. She was being pinned down for what seemed like a ton of pressure on top of her. She started to cry and began to kick and scream. The bedsheet slowly moved away from her face, and she finally took a good long look at the attacker. The terror she felt when she realized it was a skeletal body with no head. It was gruesome beyond words as she tried to close her eyes, but it was too late. The image of the body without its head burned into her memory. Zombie-like intruder's body was covered by the torn clothing of what could have been a white shirt, but now looked more like a mechanic's cleaning rag. The hands belonged to a black man, so she thought, because of the skin tone of the headless corpse. The ghoul had no legs, like something had torn them from its body with a tremendous force. The headless body floundered like a fish out of water as it tried to take her by her arms. The neck still had bits of flesh in its spinal cord sticking out an inch from the stump that was its neck. She noticed what looked like rice crawling all over its body. Helen jerked and bucked as she began to gag. She felt the vomit rise through her throat. The chuckling got louder and louder, and between the sound of laughing, she heard the cat's meows. The tears fell from her face as a decayed hand stroked her hair and cheek. She started to pray to Jesus and the Virgin Mary, but nothing worked. Soon, fear became anger, and she started to curse and cuss at the headless man. She figured, if it was going to kill her, then she's going to put up a fight. The more she yelled, the more she could move, and just like that, it was pulled off her with an amazing force. An unseen force pulled the dead man off her so fast it slammed the door as it left the room. Immediately, everything was quiet again. She fell off the bed in a desperate jerk. Helen had to make sure she could move again. She turned to make sure her sister was asleep and breathing and quickly ran to her grandfather's room. He reached for his gun and quickly got up. Grandfather searched her room, the dining room, closet, and found nothing. Helen and her sister ended up sleeping on the floor in her grandparents' room that night and the following week because she couldn't sleep in her room anymore. Helen, for many years, experienced the headless entity and never found out what the man wanted. My cousin soon after got married and moved away at the age of 18. She'd not spend the night at her grandparents' house anymore. Helen would only visit because her old room was her little sister and younger brother's room now. She kept the story to herself until she decided to share her ghost story with us on Christmas Eve. This wouldn't be the last time we experienced the headless man. The odd thing was she never heard of the ghost of this man. She did mention that a week before the haunting, she had played the Ouija board with her friends in high school, and they contacted a spirit by the name of, you guessed it, this man. It turns out that he haunted all the girls that played the Ouija board that night, and according to my cousin, one of her friends went crazy. So I dare anyone listening to call on this man, if you dare.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.